Tiny Temper, Zara Larsson, Girls Like on the hit list on KMFM. You're listening to Glenn Scott, 8:05. So, so close to the weekend now. You can feel it, almost there. So huge YouTuber turned pop star Troye Sivan. He is back with the latest single to be taken from his debut album, Blue Neighbourhood. The track is called Talk Me Down, and when he was in London the other week, we caught up to chat all about it.
KMFM.
So on KMFM this evening, Troye Sivan is here. You all right?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How's your trip to England been so far?
It's been so, so, so lovely. I've had some time off, so I got to kind of, you know, walk around and do some, I mean, not really sightseeing, but just like kind of, you know, hang around and get, I don't know, acclimatized to everything. And the weather's been really, really nice, and the shows have been going so well, and I'm having an awesome time.
The new single Talk Me Down, it's available now. It's the next single to be taken from the album Blue Neighbourhood, following on from Youth, which you posted on Twitter saying it's been streamed 100 million times on Spotify. Yeah. Is that right?
That is right.
Okay, so I figured this out. I used my A-level E in maths, and that's 586 years and counting.
Oh my god, really?
586 years. People have been listening to Youth for 586 years.
Oh my god, if I had to listen to Youth for 586 years, I mean, I love it, but
I mean, I love the song too.
For me, we all like took a little bit of the load and listened to it.
I love the song too, but I think I'm gonna be honest with you, 3 years would probably be my cutoff limit.
3 years? No, I could do maybe like a day or two of just like constant, you know, listening, and then I'd be out.
Yeah, but then you can do it in shifts. So then you have a day on, day off, day on, day off. But this is 586 solid years, no sleep whatsoever. That's mad. How does that make you feel?
It's absolutely bonkers. It's so, so, so insane. 100 million is just like such an unfathomable number to me, you know? And yeah, I don't even know how to like really process that.
Yeah, that's why I tried to break it down. So what are we aiming for with Talk Me Down? Are we aiming for 1,000 years?
Ooh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I'm down for 1,000 years.
Okay, so next time we speak, I'll figure it all out. I'll get my calculator out again, and if it's not on 1,000 years, I'm gonna be furious. But we'll work towards it.
How many years are you personally gonna take?
Well, I'd like to think I gave you 3 for Youth. So normally per artist, I like to give about 10.
Okay.
So I gave you 2 for Wild.
10 years of your life. You dedicate 10 years of your life.
Exactly. So 5. I'll give you 5 for Talk Me Down. So then you've got 995 to make up, if that's all right.
All right. I'll take it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blue Neighbourhood, huge album. Was it right? It was number one in Australia.
It was number one in, I mean, it was number one on iTunes at different points and stuff like that, but yeah.
Well, it climbed to the top, which is an amazing achievement in itself. For anyone who's new to the world of Troye Sivan, how would you describe Blue Neighbourhood to them?
I would say Blue Neighbourhood's pretty much kind of like my diary from the last sort of year and a half of my life. And, you know, I wrote this album and just kind of as a way of coping with and dealing with everything that was going on in my life. Lots of, you know, very normal 19-year-old stuff about, you know, leaving home for the first time and first relationships and dealing with all that stuff. And yeah, you know, it's kind of like all in there. I really didn't hold anything back. And so I'm just, you know, very, very thankful that people seem to be liking it.
So it's a very personal album.
Super, super incredibly personal, yeah.
I looked it up on Google and it said the genre was dream pop. Because I suppose it fits in pop in a way. But you know, right, when it doesn't sound like that much pop music that's around at the moment, which is really good. Dream pop is apparently the genre. Have you heard that before?
I have, but not necessarily in association with my music. I'm into that though. I love a bit of dream pop. So
it sounds
awesome.
Well, good, doesn't it? Do you know any other dream pop artists? Because,
well, I always thought dream pop was a little bit more like synthy than what I do, but I guess my music's pretty synthy. I don't know. I guess it's dream pop. That's pretty cool though. I haven't really thought about that.
Well, we've sorted that now. For the next album, you can put it on the front.
Right.
Not that I think you need to put the genre on the front of an album like it's a library or something.
KMFM.
We'll get back to chatting to Troye Sivan on the show right after this on KMFM. This is Youth. What if we run away? From Blue Neighbourhood, Troye Sivan on KMFM. Youth, you're on the hit list. We're on Twitter this evening, KMFM official. Let me know where you are listening from. 8:15. And Troye Sivan is chatting on the show this evening.
KMFM.
On the album, I wanted to talk about this actually, because you've got capitalised track titles on the album, and obviously you started a trend, because have you got Zane's new album?
I haven't downloaded it yet, but I've seen the track listing, and so it's bonkers, huh?
Up and down, and like on MSN Messenger, did you ever used to have that, where it looks like somebody's username?
My username, I used to go on like those weird websites where you could like pick all the cool characters like that weren't on your normal keyboard and make it look really, really fancy. And so I had like all of these squiggles next to my name and it was very cool.
Is it the ones where I had like little accents above like the vowels
exactly.
and stuff?
Yeah. So you just I would write my name out like that and then put all squiggles and dots around it.
Yes, because there were websites, weren't there, where you could just type in your letter that you'd want and it would give you every other possible version of that letter. Like there was really mini versions.
Yeah,
what was your username?
Well, okay, do you really want to know? Because
yes,
it's very embarrassing.
Definitely.
It was Troy the Hot Boy. And I thought that was like the coolest thing in the whole world.
Do you still use that?
No, I don't use it anymore. That was my business email.
For your business email. So if you got a letter from the label, you're like, Troy the Hot Boy.
Yeah, no, I ditched that a while ago. But yeah, that's what it was for a very long time.
So you just played your London gig last night. You've got another one tomorrow. How was the first night of London on this tour?
First night of London was so, so, so good. I was just saying before, I have this really, really weird moment. Anytime I'm in like a very iconic city like New York or London or Paris or something like that, and I'm like on stage and I'm like, I don't know, let me hear you scream London or like what's up London, it's just like it's the most surreal, strange moment for me where I just like have to pinch myself and realize where I am a little bit and what it is that's kind of happening. Yeah, had that moment plenty last night, so it's really, really amazing.
Well, I had a friend who went and she said that it was so unbelievably loud.
Yeah,
and she said the best part of it was there was such a huge range of people at your gig. So it went from people who were older from her, a lot of people her age as well, but there were also like a lot of a younger audience as well. So it's quite good because your sound is quite mature, but I suppose with the way that you've progressed through like coming up into the sort of public eye, I suppose a lot of your audience has grown up with you, haven't they?
Totally, yeah. And that's something that's really, really, you know, cool to me as well, to see is a variety of people at the shows. And yeah, you know, front rows is always kind of a younger crowd, and then you look back and you can kind of see the older crowd at the back having a beer or whatever. And yeah, it feels really, really nice to kind of feel like it's connecting with different people of different ages and stuff.
Do you recognize faces now? Do you?
I do, yeah. Especially in somewhere like London where I've been so many times, there's like that front row I can like almost name.
Can you try and name them? Can you get like, I suppose,
well,
it would be usernames.
The one kid that I saw last night at the front row, it was like front and center, has been at like the last three shows that I've done. And I've met him like maybe five times in the last week. His name's Connor.
I hope Connor's listening to this because that would be like a bonus. But
yeah,
how many other names have you got? Because you could have just named Connor. I suppose no surnames. To be fair, what you could do now is you could just list really generic first names and I'd be really impressed.
And
but don't
do
that.
Very, very impressed. Like, Samantha and Mary.
And Mary.
Mary and also Danny.
Samantha, Mary and Danny does sound like the perfect mix of demographics that we were just talking about, because Mary sounds like my nan a little bit in a sense.
Well, what if I told you, I'm completely just like making this up, but Mary is actually a guy with just like cool parents who thought that it'd be cool to name him Mary.
Then I think I need to talk to my nan because she hasn't filled me in on everything.
KMFM.
Right, let's take a break now, and at around 8:45 we'll get Troy Sivan back on the show to do some European tour revision. It isn't as boring as it sounds, honestly. This is new from Sagala and Niall Rogers. Also, the voice there is John Newman on KMFM. Certified Fresh. This is Give Me Your Love. Still sounds so good from Taylor Swift on KMFM Style. You listen to The Hit List. Glenn Scott here on Twitter and Instagram this evening. KMFM Official. Hi to everybody who's getting in touch about Troy Sivan being on the show this evening. If you haven't heard of Troye Sivan, YouTuber turned pop star, global, all over the place at the moment. His debut album, Blue Neighbourhood, I had on repeat in my car for what felt like months on end. The next track to be taken from it is called Talk Me Down. I'm going to hit play on it in a minute. And when Troye was in London a couple of weeks ago, I caught up with him and you heard part of the chat earlier. You'll be able to hear that back over at kmfm.co.uk/celebs later. But for this bit, I decided to test his European knowledge for his upcoming tour dates.
KMFM.
So you're obviously going to be doing a lot of press, as you're doing now, and you know how kind of sometimes the press can kind of twist things and they can be a bit deceitful. So I thought what I'd do is, as you go on further into your European tour, I'd prep you with some revision. So what I've got in front of me is a list of facts about the countries that you're visiting, and you just need to tell me whether these facts are true or not. It's kind of like a press test.
Uh-oh.
Just so that you don't get in trouble when the press try and spring things
things upon you. So okay, can we do that?
Yeah.
So we'll start with Belgium. Are you excited to visit Belgium?
Very excited to visit Belgium.
Is it true that Belgians consume, on average, 150 litres of beer a year?
Wow. I mean, that actually, how many?
150 litres.
Each?
Each, per person.
Wow, that's a lot of beer.
On average, obviously. So some people will be taking 200, some people 50.
Right. First of all, let me say I'm so jealous because I love beer. And yeah, I think that that's true.
That's correct. Belgian, you are fine. You are okay in Belgium. We'll move on to France.
Okay.
When breakfast cereal first grew in popularity in France, some French people poured red wine over it and ate it as a main meal.
Not a chance.
Are you sure?
I mean, that just sounds absolutely repulsive. For breakfast?
Yeah, because obviously, you know, they're big red wine drinkers in France.
Right. I mean, I guess it's kind of like a mimosa, you know, like champagne and orange juice.
Exactly.
But I still don't think it's true.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's false completely. I thought I'd catch you out. I was trying to think of a fact from France. And I was like, that's all I could come up with. So believe it.
Like, that sounds reasonable. Red wine over cereal at breakfast.
That sounds believable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Spain, you've got that on the way. And is it true that every new year in Spain, it's custom to eat 12 individual grapes?
That sounds very festive and lovely. I want to do that. Yeah, sure.
100% that's true, because they do it for every, like, tick. What is it? Every bong of the bell that goes off as it hits 12. Is bong the term?
I don't know. Gong?
Every gong? Maybe. Every bong. Every bong gong of the bell.
Every bang on the bell.
We'll go for that one. Italy.
Yeah.
Is it true that there was an Italian village that banned putting goldfish in bowls because it gave them a distorted view of reality?
That's so sweet. Wait, it gave the goldfish a distorted view, or the humans?
The goldfish. It gave them a distorted view of reality, so they banned putting goldfish in bowls. Is that true?
That's very, very sweet. I'm going to hope that that's true.
100% that's true. So luckily,
that's so cute.
The sweetest fans are the Italian fans. Germany. Is there a word in German that's specifically for that feeling you have after having a sneeze? You know, the relief.
Wow. I want to learn that word if it exists. Sure, yeah. Is there?
No, that isn't. But we can make one.
Yeah. Make up something that sounds German too.
It needs more Flugzeug. That sounds quite good, actually. We'll go for that.
Yeah.
Especially with that accent. We'll end on Austria. Is it true that there's a man in Austria who has lived his entire life eating nothing but chicken nuggets and white wine?
Okay, first of all, that's me. that sounds like the ideal existence.
It does sound like heaven, doesn't it?
I hope so. I really hope that that person exists.
I hope he exists, but he doesn't exist, sadly.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, I think you're fully revised for all of the upcoming press, so I think you're going to be okay.
What if I just forget whether it was true or false, and I'm like on stage, and I'm like, hey, you guys have that chicken nugget and wine guy? Just stares at me super blankly.
I'll take a picture now of all of these facts and I'll tweet it to you.
Please.
And that way you're prepared in any situation. You can just whack it on the floor next to your set
next
list.
Next to my set list. Cool. Sounds good.
Cool. Well, cheers for chatting today, Troy.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to hit play on the new track, Talk Me Down Now. Is there any chance you can do the honour of introducing
it? Sure. I'm Troy Sivan and this is my new single, Talk Me Down.
KMFM. I want to sleep next to you.